Agenda paper 7 discusses the feedback received in 100 comment letters in response to the proposal to defer the effective date of IFRS 15 by 1 year to 1st January 2018. Virtually all respondents supported a 1 year deferral of the effective date and welcomed that early application would continue to be permitted. The majority agreed with one or more of the reasons for proposing the deferral set out in the basis for conclusions on the exposure draft. Those reasons are summarized in paragraph 11 of the paper. Although the exposure draft did not ask for views on a deferral of the effective date for more than 1 year, a number of respondents provided comments in this respect. Some preparers, mainly from the telecommunication industry, encouraged the ISP to consider a 2 year deferral because they think that more time will help in implementing IT solutions. In contrast, other respondents agreed with the ISP view that it would not be helpful to delay the effective date of IFRS 15 for more than 1 year, because this would prolong the period of uncertainty regarding the standard. In the light of this feedback, we have not identified any issues that would make us to revise our analysis carried out before the publication of the exposure draft. Accordingly, we recommend that the ISP finalize the amendment to defer the effective date of IFRS 15 by 1 year for the reasons noted in the basis for conclusions on the exposure draft. The paper also notes that the FASB has recently discussed the feedback received on its proposal to defer the effective date of Topic 606, and has confirmed its decision to defer the effective date of Topic 606 by 1 year and to permit early application at the original effective date. A deferral of 1 year of the effective date of IFRS 15 would therefore preserve the converged status of the effective dates of IFRS 15 and Topic 606. If the ISB agrees with the staff recommendation and it is satisfied that the due process requirements have been met, we ask then your permission to ballot the final amendment to IFRS 15. The questions for the ISB are set out on page 10 of the paper. And I would now hand over to the board for the discussion.
Good.
Just one comment. One interesting observation was shown in the paragraph 21b. IASB should have some kind of formula how much lead time is necessary. And I think it sounds good, but I do understand it's very difficult. But somehow we elaborate on this issue a little more, because standards like IFRS 15, which involves in the day-to-day transactions, it could be millions of transactions for even one company. So for that type of transaction, I think we need a little more leading time compared to the other standard, which relates to some single transaction which may happen once a year or something. So I think I don't think we can make a formula. However, we should work on it a little bit more. So that's an important suggestion.
Okay, so we have to decide whether we stick with our plan. And I think that's question one. Do we agree that we finalize the recommendation?
All in favor?
Are we satisfied that due process has been followed properly?
All in favor?
And who would like to dissent? Nobody. Okay. All right, we're done for today.